We want to turn now to a series of stories that we are doing this week on how U.S. food regulations have left American consumers exposed to chemicals and additives that have been banned in other countries. CBS's Holly Williams goes in depth to show us how some of these ingredients may be linked to cancer and other health-related issues.
From baguettes to focaccia, Europe is famous for its bread. But one ingredient is missing. Potassium bromate is a suspected carcinogen that's banned for human consumption in Europe as well as China and India, but legal in the US, where it's used by some food makers to strengthen dough and estimated to be present in over 100 products.
There is evidence that it may be toxic to human consumers, that it may even either initiate or promote the development of tumors.
Professor Eric Millstone is an expert on food additives and told us European countries take a much more cautious approach to food safety.
Can we say for sure that these differences in regulations mean that people in the US have developed cancers that they would not have developed if they'd been eating only in Europe?
I think that that is almost certainly the conclusion that we could reach.
It's not just potassium bromate, but many other chemicals and substances that are banned here in Europe over health concerns, but considered safe by the FDA.
Do you think most Americans are aware that they're being exposed to substances that are viewed as dangerous over here?
They probably just think, well, if it's available and it's in the store, then it's probably fine.
Stacey McNamara is from upstate New York, but has been living in London for 10 years. She told us raising children on this side of the Atlantic has opened her eyes to what's allowed in food in the US. She has no plans to ever move back home.
And is food safety a part of that decision?
For sure, yeah. How am I going to protect my children when it's just everywhere?
In a statement to CBS News, the FDA said that when used properly, potassium bromate converts to a harmless substance during food production. But at the same time, Nora, it acknowledged that not all potassium bromate may convert, saying control measures can minimize the amount in food.
Holly Williams, thank you.